You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
Welcome to episode 43. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to start off episode 43 with a little meme clip of our friend Stephen A. Smith from ESPN. Let's play it.
I am having a very bad day. I am in no mood. This today is one of the worst days that I've had in a long time.
All right, it's not that bad, but man, I am just... What even is this market anymore? Today's going to be a bit of a rant in case you haven't been able to tell by the first 30 seconds of this podcast. So we're going to rant a little about the market and how absurd it is. Let's get into just to today's numbers just to start it off, right? So on this lovely green day, S&P 500 is up 3.3%, up around 900 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also up 3.3%, up over 750 points. This week, well, we're going to go over the last 5 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 12%. S&P 500 last 5 days up 11.8% over 2,800 points. Why? Why? This is the most disproportionate the market to the economy ever. What positive data has come out recently that would give you the balls to buy a company at 20 plus PE? What data is there? Do you think we're flattening right now in terms of cases and deaths? Newsflash, we ain't flattening shit yet. Do you think we peaked because one day went down like 10% in terms of total deaths? And then, oh, the very next day it shot back up another like 5%. Let's say it did. Let's say, optimistically, it did flatline. We had our peak in total deaths and total cases, active cases in the United States. Okay, let's go positive. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think after next week, the magic number is just going to, it's just going to cut in half? The number of cases, oh, just whoop, straight down like a roller coaster. We're at the top of the hill, and the chain is let loose to the last bearing in the coaster, and it just goes way down to zero. Is that what everyone thinks is happening? This is ridiculous. I don't want to hear no shit about, oh, the market is forward-looking. The market is always forward-looking. Oh, really? So what you're telling me is that a company like Microsoft, it should be hitting fucking new all-time highs right now. It's forward-looking, right? And everyone, their mother's using Skype and Teams right now, apparently, working from home. Forward-looking, right? This shit should be priced in. Why are we even going down at all? Yeah, sure, some of the shittier companies would get exposed from this and they would crash, right? But hey, if everything's forward-looking, Amazon should be hitting all-time highs. Microsoft should be hitting all-time highs. Who gives a shit at that point? We're acting like nothing matters right now. Newsflash, we can't even leave the damn house. What compels a person, a retail investor? I don't give a shit about the algorithms right now. What compels a retail investor to buy right now? What? How much optimism can you possibly have? And look, full disclosure, I am not short anything. I do not hold puts. I have nothing short in the market. All my positions are long, okay? I'm not trying to suggest like I'm trying to influence you into buying puts or some bullshit, because let's be real, if every one of my followers and listeners did that, nothing would happen. I don't have an imprint, okay? What would compel you to buy today at 3:55 p.m.? There's clear, it's gone up. What would compel you to buy? So, a little news snippets, right? So, Wells Fargo, their asset cap got lifted to essentially give emergency funding to smaller businesses, which should have happened a long time ago. But is this the news? Is that the great data that you're looking for? oh, hey, the economy is so shitty, we have to lift an asset cap of one of the most fraudulent banks in the world that's still around. We have to lift their asset cap to fund to small businesses loans that they'll never pay back and are hyperinflated now anyway. That's great news? Is that the light at the end of the tunnel? You're telling me that's good? Oh, well, come on, man. Fucking Bernie Sanders dropped out. What, you're telling me the market was expecting Bernie Sanders to win? Is that why the market's up today? You really thought Bernie Sanders dropping out is significant in any way, shape, or form to this economy right now? You know, based on the way we're trajecting, we're going to end up hitting all-time highs at the end of the year with unemployment numbers in double digits. Fuck the economy. Let's just inflate the numbers. Hey, I don't care if your company did literally zero revenue in the second quarter. Poof, it's gone. Doesn't matter. Look, I get it. 2020 is going to be one of those years where if you're looking year over year, you're just going to throw it out. But at the same time, it doesn't just not exist. Hey, that company that laid off 50% of its workforce, oh, they don't, you know, the people that got laid off just don't be like, oh, yeah, whatever, 2020, bad year, ha, 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 everything's good now because the company I got fired from, the stock price went up because of forward lookers. This is ridiculous. Everything is ridiculous right now. I don't understand how we are more than 20% off the lows. Are you really telling me that we just lived through the shortest bear market in history? That at the end of February, when all the pessimism came out, or at least started to come out, oh, that's forward-looking. So for a month, we're just going to plummet 30 to 40%. And then, oh, poof, you know, whatever. Hey, we just started lockdown. That's great news. Hey, who cares if no one's shopping? That's great. Forward-looking. Let's all buy Zoom technologies, even though when your grandma talks to your grandpa through the computer, it doesn't translate to any revenue and they probably just got hacked anyway. Let's buy, buy, buy. Everything makes sense now. It's all good. Let me log into my work computer. Man, I am just pissy today. And it's hard to be pissy for someone who's long in all positions and a bullish position, long. And we had a really great green day and I'm pissed. It's just, you see all those ridiculous stats of the absurd amount of options contracts that expire worthless. This is why. Days like today, there is no logic for it going up 3% today. No logic at all. Okay? That's what I just don't get. Let's look at one of the companies that I always bring up because I am a former worker of them. Penn National Gaming, right? Penn National Gaming operates casinos across the United States. Okay, yeah, fine, all good. Sports gambling bought out a large majority of Barstool Sports and their idiot owner, Dave Portnoy. Penn National Gaming's up 17% today. On what? Over 90% of their workforce is furloughed, and they're up 17%. Do you understand that they have literally zero revenue right now? Zero. Forward-looking. Okay, forward-looking. The company's in such a great position, they had to liquidate one of their casinos to their landlord, GLPI, for half of what they bought it for. Are you kidding me? This is a company you want to buy right now? This is a company you want to skyrocket 17% in one day? 90% of the workforce is out since the beginning of April. Literally no one in the casinos is getting paid. That's who you want? That's what you want to buy into? Are you kidding me? The past 5 days, Penn's up 31%. Why? Why? Even in the wildest dreams, if you're the most optimistic person on planet Earth right now. You're saying, let's just say casinos open May, the first day of May, which is completely irrational, not going to happen. But let's say all the casinos open in May. You really think any old people are going to casinos to play slots, their number one moneymaker? They're going to be scared shitless to go out in public. And let's not forget, they probably just lost a huge chunk of their retirement because the market tanked. They ain't going to be playing no penny slots. It ain't going to work. And they're talking about all this shit that they're going to do. Oh, we're going to spritz some sanitizer out from the ceiling vents, and every other slot's going to be open. And everything's, all the elevators are going to get cleaned. They're going to close the casino daily for cleaning, like every 7 to 10 hours or whatever it is. Really? Like, this is a positive sign? Are you kidding me? And from the sports world and the entertainment world, it's like, oh, Major League Baseball said it's potential that in May we could isolate all of baseball planet to on the outskirts of Phoenix, Arizona, and play in no crowds. This is what you're looking as optimistic? Look, I absolutely love baseball. I'm a diehard San Francisco Giants fan. I know, it's weird being in Pennsylvania. How is that? What? You really want to watch a game with no fans? Isolated? In a city? Part of being a home fan is that you get to go to the home games, or at least you really enjoy watching home games because of the home crowd and the electric atmosphere. It's all going to be played in Phoenix, Arizona with no fans. That's supposed to be optimistic. The NFL draft is virtual. Cool. That's great. Optimistic. I just don't get it. I really don't see. I mean, for me personally, I work for an international company, and we're still like 20% of our business is open, but not a majority of it by any stretch. And our work from home deadline just got extended to May, and you know, there's a really good chance I'm going to get furloughed. I'm just being honest with you. There's a really good chance I'm being furloughed. And a little percent chance that I'm going to get laid off. And I've just come to grips with reality. And there's, once again, we're going to get labor reports tomorrow. There's going to be millions filing for unemployment. But, you know, fuck it. Who cares? As long as the money machine, the money printer just goes brrr, and we can just hyperinflate the shit out of everything. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you're unemployed. We're giving money to a mom and pop store for selling lollipops. That's great. Who cares if you fired all the employees? They can stay afloat because they won't have creditors down their throats. That's the definition of a bailout, right? Fuck, we can spend all these trillions of dollars. Fuck UBI, fuck universal basic income. But, oh, here's $1,200. That'll pay you for a month's rent, and then you're fucked for the rest of the whatever. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. If you're in San Francisco making $95K, you ain't going to get jack shit from that stimulus. And $95K in Silicon Valley is like minimum wage. So, okay, you're really screwed. Good luck. Wonder why they have a homeless problem there. Don't know. Can't tell you. Can't afford whatever. So, hope you enjoyed it. Leave comments down below if you're listening on YouTube. And if you're listening to Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, any podcast, Podbean, you can reach out to me on Twitter at DegenDividends, D-E-G-E-N, Dividends. Hope you enjoyed a little bit of a rant today. Let me know if you agree with me, if you think I'm a flaming idiot. And a lot of people think I'm an idiot, but they enjoy the rants anyway. So let me know your thoughts. I will see everyone tomorrow. We'll see what mood I am in tomorrow when the market goes up 51% because YOLO.